Sky, 99.5 FM.
Just about 8 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Welcome to it. It's Your Voice, the Christian Perspective, and Christians Speak Out. Your voice is important to us. How do you feel about family? How do you feel about injustice? How do you feel about religion? Join me weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. for the Christian Perspective. Have your say on the many, many issues that affect our daily lives. Christian Perspective, only on Sky 99.5 FM. Let me say a very, very pleasant good morning to you, Trinidad and Tobago. Good morning to all my maxi taxi drivers, all my taxi drivers, all my bus drivers, truck drivers, all those of you in your private cars heading to work this morning. Good morning to you. Good morning to all the members of the protective services, police, army, air guard, coast guard, fire, prison, security guards. Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning to you, Trinidad and Tobago. Good morning to all my friends touching base on the WhatsApp at 333-9950. Good morning to you, my Sky family. And of course, today, it's Monday, the 26th of October. And we're talking today about, charismatic witchcraft. Do you guys know what charismatic witchcraft is? I'm going to explain it to you. But my first question to you, I hope that you guys would have done your homework. So my first question to you, and probably my only question for the morning, and you're going to give me some examples of if you've ever encountered charismatic witchcraft. Charismatic witchcraft is the practice of unnatural rituals under the guise of Christianity. What's your Christian perspective on charismatic witchcraft? We see it in the church and sometimes we don't even know. What's your perspective on it? Some people practice it and, you know, they don't see the wrong in it. They don't. 333-9950-625-2759 and 624-7729. On this mighty mountain motivational Monday. 13 minutes after the hour of 6, you're listening to Your Voice, the Christian Perspective. Today we're talking about charismatic witchcraft. And of course, let me touch base with my friends on the text board. Good morning to you, Jean and Jeanette. Good morning to you, Shireen in Londonville. Good morning to you, Carla Brown. Good morning to you, Adrian Acosta. Uncle Val, good morning. Good morning to you, Miss H. Good morning, Lady Carlin family, Sky family. Blessings to all from A to Z. Take care, Miss H.
I'm praying.
Good morning, Brent in New Grant. Good morning.
I know he wants to do your wee.
Good morning, my dear, unknown Dexter.
And I'm praying for...
Good morning. And let me say happy belated birthday going out to Terry Murrell, my brother. I do apologize that I did not get to wish you. I hope I didn't miss Emilio's birthday as well. I was seeing it on Emilio's timeline, but I wasn't seeing you promoting it at all, that your birthday is coming. If my birthday is coming up, guys, and I want people to remember, I'd say, hey, guys, my birthday is the 9th of February, you know. Don't forget, you know, it's the 9th of February. It's quite next year. But, you know, you may forget. So we'll start to do a countdown, you know, days before. And, yeah. But I forgot Terry's birthday. Needless to say, I do apologize. I believe Vero's birthday. Vero keeps reminding me. So I know her birthday is on the 28th. She's reminding me quite a lot. So Terry, out of sight, out of mind. You're not really touching base with me that often. So I totally forgot my brother. But charge it to my head and not my heart. You know I love you. And I want to wish you a happy birthday. Still, today's your birthday. Today's your birthday. No, I know today's not your birthday. But happy belated birthday to you. Yeah? I hope you enjoyed it. So, all right. So we're going to be talking about charismatic witchcraft.
Hallelujah.
Hello, good morning.
Well, Father, we're blood for you. Sika, Godfather, Blessed Apostle Pentecost, Dr. Jean Marcus from La Hocketa. I want to thank you for playing that song for my birthday. You really make me feel happy.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I want to say that the Bible say the gospel is good news. So my auntie was a staunch Catholic, so she had good news Bible because she said there was changing the Bible because my Bible is lost and I was going and buy one. But whilst reading the Bible, I find my head feeling kind of thing. And then my first son, he didn't like to read it because he didn't like the pictures in it. And then he say he had, well, I didn't tell nobody, and then he say he had feeling, and the way he explained it is just like how my head was feeling. I jumped that Bible so fast afterwards. And I want to say I was about 50 years or more and didn't realize that Jesus had a penis because he was a human being.
Okay.
And my sister, when she told me 6 months to 9 months, she was teaching every part of the body.
All right.
And I used to be so surprised.
All right. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Hold your head up.
Give me some examples, guys, of charismatic witchcraft, and if you've encountered it 20 minutes after the hour of 6. All right, so there was one time, let me give you some ideas of charismatic witchcraft. Whether you think it's of God or not of God. There are times when people... Now, we've spoken about the oil. Let me give you an example of one time. A friend of mine went to a particular prophet and he told her, listen carefully, he told her to go to the cemetery and get dirt from her mother's grave. And he was going to use the dirt from her mother's grave. This is he goes under the guise of Christianity. And he was going to use the dirt from her mother's grave. Listen carefully. To break some sort of curse that he would have put on her. What's your perspective on that? That is what you call charismatic, which it's the practice. Now, I was trying to pull up the book. Discerning. The name of the book is Discerning. I'm trying to read, but I can't read it. The reading, the print is too small on my phone. So I was trying to pull it up on my computer, but it's not coming up. So I gave you an example so you guys would know exactly what we're dealing with this morning. Hello, good morning.
A very good morning to you, Carlucci.
Good morning to you, sir. How are you doing?
I am doing mighty fine.
Wonderful.
Praise
wonderful.
God and blessed is his holy name. I want to say a very good morning and greetings as well to all the brothers and the sisters of the Sky family. Mm-hmm. And to your family, mm-hmm. my family. Mm-hmm. May God bless us all.
Amen.
And I want to tell my very good friend, Vero of Miaro, mm-hmm. that there is no need for her mm-hmm. to advertise her birth date because I have not forgotten her birth date.
Oh, you're too sweet.
So, Vera, please bear that in mind. I have not forgotten your birth date. So there is no need for you to advertise your birth date. Now for your question,
yes,
apologize.
Sir. Yes, sir.
As far as I am concerned, mm-hmm. all witchcraft are devilish and evil. Mm-hmm. And I firmly believe all who practice witchcraft are doomed to hell. That's my belief, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I believe all who practice it are doomed to have.
All right.
Do have a very pleasant and fulfilled day.
Amen.
And as always, I'm with you throughout your show.
All righty.
Blessings. Blessings. Blessings.
Blessings. He's in a good mood this morning. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Carla. It's a pleasure to listen to you this morning.
Yeah.
How are you today?
I'm blessed, and how are you?
I'm same. Blessed too.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Good morning to the Sky family this morning. Yeah, for Anne from the hospital, Anne and her son from Mova, Mr. and Mrs. Emmanuel, Veronica from Miaro, and my friend from Trinity, and this is Utrissam Library. Always listening to them today this morning. A pleasant good morning to each and every one of them. Mm-hmm. A pleasant good morning to each and every one. And I didn't hear your topic this morning, Carla.
You're talking about... we're talking about charismatic witchcraft. Do you know what charismatic witchcraft is?
Well, I heard about it, but I'm not interested in that because that is not of God, so I'm not really interested in it.
Have you ever had any experience of it? So what I want you guys to do this morning is call in and talk and explain. Or
no,
maybe
I never really had no experience of traumatic. I heard about it. I hear people talk about it, but I never really have no experience about it. And let us say I don't hear about it. I heard about it, but I think the traumatic is traumatic. More the Roman Catholic Church get itself involved in that traumatic.
Charismatic. Not traumatic, charismatic. Charismatic.
More involved in that. I'm not interested in it, but not to say I don't hear about it. So I just listen to the other callers, what they have to say on it, and then maybe we call you back and give you an intake about what I think. But I'll listen. As a listener this morning, I'll be listening this morning, Carla.
All right.
And you do reach home safely to your family. Because it's kind of raining. Yesterday we had a lot of rain, and don't get wet in your rain. Because
I already got wet. I have a sore throat already this morning.
This week I had to get my vitamin C and get that out of you. I had to see about you. I can't allow that to happen to you. So I had to bring my vitamin C for you. I had to put a tub of water in that so it to feel good.
Yeah, it was a little croaky on...
Your voice comes back and you're pumping. I can't allow that to happen to you.
All right.
All right, good morning to Mr. Santa Cruz. Just went to start here saying good morning to you. I don't know if you get this right here. Good morning to your beautiful woman in Palestine.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, by the grace of God.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. So I want to say good morning to all the Sky family. I'm Gina, when you call out all the name, Mr. and Mrs. Emmanuel, and the silence listener, all who is listening, tell a beautiful voice in the morning. I tell them I train you with that voice, you know.
You trained me.
Allah.
You know, they used to say that Mr. Edison Carr trained me long ago. They used to say, were you trained by Mr. Edison Carr? No.
Jeanette trained me.
I will tell them that. Jeanette, they trained me.
Very secret. So you reach home safely by the grace of God. Jean don't explain about the question I asked, so I will not go there. Jean say I have to use some lime and honey for the searches.
Hold on
1 minute, and you reach home safely by the grace of God. Bye bye. Carla, when you reach home, just think about 4 ounces of water.
Mm-hmm.
And take about 2 tablespoons of flour and mix it in the water and put it in your throat and gargle it. And within a minute or so, all sorts would go on.
All right. Going to try that.
You tell me about it tomorrow, please, because God willing.
I'm ready. Nice.
You have a blessing and you reach up safely to your family.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, good morning. Already lost that one. 625-2759-624-7729. Y'all, there's another thing. I don't know. Should we call that? There were times when I heard stories of things catching fire in churches. Have you all ever seen that? Have you experienced it? I would so love for you guys to call in and tell me. Another thing I want to put out there. When persons are telling you to purchase things like water and honey and stuff and says that it's going to work for your healing. Now, I don't want to say it's charismatic witchcraft, but if the practice of it, and if you want to go there, fine. But I'm saying if you have to purchase things like that for healing, beware of those things, my dears. Beware. Be very, very, very aware. You know, those things go under the guise or under the topic of charismatic witchcraft. Yeah, because that's not of God. There's no way somebody should be telling you purchase water or honey or even the oil. I mean, it should be given free. It should. Now, there are some people that would have brought oil from Jerusalem and would have sold it. And probably they would have spent some money bringing the oil in and all that. So probably it was just to cover costs. But what do you guys think? Do you think that's something that should be purchase? I want to hear from you guys. I mean, I could give my opinion on it, but I really want to hear that. Not only that, I gave you guys the example of my friend who had to go to get grave dirt, and when we asked the person, I won't call the person's name, but when I asked the person what he was going to do with it, he said we shouldn't worry about it. Also, the whole idea of erecting altars. What do you guys think about that? All these things go on. And I mean, when I say altars, I'm not talking about your prayer room, you know. I'm talking about the erection of altars. I want to hear what you guys think about that. It's going to be something else. Charismatic witchcraft. It goes under the guise of Christianity. There are a lot of things that we could touch on this morning. I want you guys to give me examples of what you think charismatic. It's the, let me give you again. It's the practice of unnatural rituals. In other words, familiar spirits under the guise of Christianity. Hello, good morning.
The Bible be holy, even as I am holy. We have to remember to keep every day holy. Yeah, I want to say that anything that they're doing that is not of God files everywhere in the Bible. It's not good, because, and then I just want to say this, my sister in church in La Hokita, who was living not too far from us, she said she does tell children were small, about 8-9 years, that the vagina is known by other name like money and
all right.
Okay, darling.
We don't need to hear about those things this hour in the morning. God bless you. I don't know where you're going with that. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, darling.
Hello.
I hear you say, huh? What is it?
Jesus.
Please pray for me this morning, huh?
Yes,
pray for me this morning. I don't know a robo sha. Listen, I start Ooh. Off and I hear Jesus and the word pain and being I notice, you know? Yeah, certain things starting to go a little off key, and I'm glad that you called, because I know you we've had this discussion off air. So we're going to talk about charismatic witchcraft this morning, and I want you to share with Sky Family your idea, your conception. What do you think charismatic witchcraft is? And give your experiences of charismatic witchcraft, which you may have experienced or heard about.
Go there.
Okay. But I mean, just keep in mind, we're trying to teach them. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Charismatic witchcraft is nothing but obeah or voodoo. That's what it is. Under the guise of Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to go to the cemetery and get dirt, if you have to buy oil, as you say, it is not scriptural.
Hmm.
The only thing God put above himself is his word.
Yeah.
Charismatic witchcraft falls under what God says, tradition of men. Okay? It is sin and it's an abomination before Almighty God. However, it would work. The moment you give, I want people to understand, Carla, when you sin against Almighty God, you give the enemy the green light to come into your world, into your home, into the lives of your children. Remember, Deuteronomy talks about he's going to visit the iniquity of the fathers against the third and fourth generation.
Yeah.
This is not the devil doing that. It is God himself who is doing it. Because when you go to the Obeah man and the Obeah woman, and you go to the so-called priest and the pastor and the prophet, and who's not of God, God himself says he's going to visit the iniquity on your family. When you go, you don't go in by yourself. You're taking your children, your great-grand, your unborn children with you.
Yeah.
You are taking red lavender and mopping your household.
Whoa.
It is not of God.
Wow.
The Bible talks about candle and incense. The Bible says an abomination before him. How color people can make, they can have arguments where all of this is right.
Mm-hmm.
It works, but it works at the detriment of your soul.
Wow.
Revelation talks about, at the end of it all, witchcraft is going to be cast in the bottomless pit. And I believe people know what they do that's not of God. When you do that, when you go to the cemetery, your mop out with red lavender, and you light your candle, and your incense, and you come inside, you turn around, and you walk inside, and you throw salt over your shoulder, and all kind of nonsense. Guess what? You're giving the enemy the green light to come after you.
Wow.
You understand? It works, Carla. It works.
What about spiritual baths? Things like spiritual baths and stuff.
Carla, it is all not of God. God has no part in that. Carla, okay, personally, I'm not going to tell you the religion was not faith that I came out under.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, I would say, I don't know if I sat covered dress and pass on my own volition.
Wow.
Because a particular member of my family, what they did with me, and they're using God's name.
Wow.
Generation curse. You understand?
Yeah.
And I sat covered entrance and I passed. But did I pass on my own volition, or I got help from the spiritual realm?
Whoa.
And people, they're going to call and they're going to say, well, no, it worked. Yes, it will work, but at the detriment of your soul. And when you do that, you're telling God that what he did for you and Christ on the cross is not good enough. God, the ultimate sacrifice, was paid on the cross. Jesus Christ paid the ultimate sacrifice. Anything outside of that, the blood of Jesus Christ, going and get a bottle of olive oil and blessing it, anything outside of that, the Bible calls it witchcraft, and God has no part of it.
Wow.
It's as simple as it gets. They can say, well, no, it works. And additional to that, it is the Bible, it's an abomination before the Almighty God. He has no part of it. And you're serving the God of this world. He's going to make things work for you. He's going to give you things, but he's one creditor who always comes collecting. Okay?
Yeah.
And most of the time, you can't pay him back. And then he goes to the next person in life, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, and so on and so on. Okay? When you dribble and dabble, and again, all these pastors who talk about come and sow seed. Sowing seed has nothing to do with money. It has to do with salvation. They twist the word of God around, and people like sheeply slaughtered, right? They run to throw money on the altar. That is not pleasing unto God. It's an abomination. You're going in a church. Yes, they sow a seed for healing. God ain't no sugar daddy. You got to pay God for no healing. And people go up, and these people, these pastors, they take your money, and yes, oh yes, I got healed. I saw $100 seed, and I get healed. You think you really get healed?
Hmm.
You think you really get healed? Is that what the word of God said? The word of God said, bring your tithes and offering. We even talk about sowing seed. It's about this for the salvation of man's soul.
Wow.
Okay. So when you do these things, anything that is not the word of God,
yeah,
it is an abomination. So whatever that you do, and as I said, it does work. People will call and say, yes, it worked for me. But there's a big part at the detriment of your soul. You're looking at hellfire. You understand?
Yeah.
God didn't want no help. God don't need to go back. I mean, next to the common sense, why are you going to send me to the grave to pick up this to send me? What part of the Bible said to do that? That's simple common sense. Turn around, go and take a bush bag, go by the street 2 o'clock in the morning. When you're invoking the demonic God, Oshun, what do you think you're doing?
Wow.
You understand?
Yeah.
When God know, when you're on your deathbed, you see all kind of demons coming for you, all kind of things going in your house, and, you know, money can't stay in your hand, and you're just doing, compounding this witchcraft, because you have to keep it going.
Yeah.
You understand? Come on. It is abomination before the Almighty God. God ain't have no part of it. He never tried to do these things. And even before Christ died in the Old Testament, they brought their offerings on the Passover. You never see them went and do those ceremonies for God to wash away their sins or anything of the sort. There's a protocol in place.
Wow.
You understand? So people need to understand it's either God way or there's no in between. God don't need no help. So God don't need no help with you coming up, walk coming home, or you're going and pick up bullshit up in the tree. Yeah, good morning, lime tree, picking 2 leaves. You cut your hair, you stick it in a fake tree.
My what goodness.
Come on, this is not of God.
Wow.
You need a broom to sweep your house, I lend you my broom. You're talking, it's come on. It's just a broom to sweep out a house. It is a born-again believer. You understand? You anoint your home. Your child is going to sit in your home.
Alrighty.
You understand? The Bible says that he gave his angels charge over you. What else do you want? But no man, that is too simple for man. But they need to do all these simidings, all these different things. And it's still okay, yes.
Wow.
But simplicity is the name of the game where God is concerned.
Alrighty. Thank you so much for your contribution, my darling. It is very appreciative. I'm sure a lot of you will have learned. Thank you so much, my darling, Susanna.
Later, honey.
Later. Later will be greater. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Kyla.
Good morning, my love. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful, in Jesus.
Wonderful.
I want to say hooray to that sister that
just Susanna Dego Martin.
Eh?
Susanna Dego Martin.
Yes. What she said is yea and amen.
Yeah.
And my little addition to it is, I never knew it as charismatic.
Like,
charismatic.
Yeah, the charismatic she was saying, but it's charismatic.
Charismatic.
Yes.
Okay, I never knew these things is that. But I myself have lived in a situation where I experienced all these things that she spoke about.
Yeah.
And things like, you know, reading Psalms to do certain things.
Mm, come on now, here we go.
And this is the part that I, in my heart, you see, I was a backslider. And I knew the word before I backslide. So there are some things that I was seeing. I'm living in it. I can't do anything about it. But I knew it wasn't right. Like, for instance, there is manifestation of spirits coming on the body, and they call themselves medium. And these spirits using certain charms and doing wrong things, you know, giving parts and putting things like, and buying things like cassa oil, lavender, and red lavender, and what's the other one in Florida oil, Florida water, and I can't call some of them names, I forget them.
Hmm.
Yeah, and doing these things, parting people. I could give you an experience of myself. The person that I live under abuse for 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
His aunt was what you call a spiritual Baptist mother.
Mm-hmm.
And when they have their feast, they have a room that they keep their punch and rum in.
Mm-hmm.
They go and drink their punch and rum,
mm-hmm.
move one by one. Nobody knows, but because I had access to walk through the house, I was able to see these things. And when you see them go back outside, who could shout more than them? Who could pull adoption more than them? And when you hear them, if you hear them by themselves talking, and they don't know somebody listening to them, they would use up the words. And they go on back there, and they keep in what they call their yearly feast. And they do these things. And all these things I've been seeing as a backslider. And in my heart, I knew it wasn't all what God required. Then I remember I had experience having a bath. Nobody in life could tell me about a bath again.
Hmm.
I had an experience with a bath because the aunt said that something wrong with me and I just bath. So I get a bath from her.
Yeah.
In all different oils and whatever they do. Carla, I get one cocktail from the man I was with.
Hmm.
I don't know what happened or what on me, but this man just delighted to me. The second time, I forget about that. The second time she gave me a bath, it happened again. And when she talked about it, I said, I don't want no bath again. I don't want no bath. I'm not taking no bath. I decided to take anything that's going to happen, but not a bath. Then I bring it to his memory. I say, remember, your aunt paid twice and tries to beat up on me?
Wow.
And then he really remembered. And there is so much things, Carla, with this topic to raise that I could probably share for the whole of your program, but I know I will take part here because I would like to hear from others.
Yes.
But I tell you, this is what the sister referred to, this plant seed. This is nothing, this is not scripture.
Oh.
And a lot of gospel church going down that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So anyhow, I would listen. God bless you and good morning to the Sky family. Have a blessed day in Jesus' name.
Thank you, San Fernando. Blessings. 7 minutes before the hour of seven. Good morning, Lady G. It's my belief that certain ministers who can mainly cast off spirits from the grave, speaking to them and the spirits answering, is fooling people. Saying, call me after the program. This is my personal number. We have to ask God for spiritual discernment. Are fooling. Wrong fool. My friend, Mr. Sanders, correct my grammar. Have a wonderful day, my lady. Thank you so much, my darling Lenora. Miss Gentle, good morning to you. Good morning. I'm seeing a lot of messages coming in from you. Let me see if I can touch. Good morning to the Sky family and friends. Have a blessed day. And Carla, have a great day in Father's almighty name. Just want to send birthday wishes to my fourth grandson, Ajani, coming from his grandmother, Miss Nicole Gentle. All of your aunts, Carrie Ann, Kian, Tian, Amari, Samaya, and Uncle Tayshawn. And his brother, Diamond, and Mom Leslie Ann, and all of his cousins and the rest of his family. He was 9 years old yesterday. Play something sweet for him. Thank you. Blessings. Blessings to you, Miss Eveline Sammy Hussein, sending a rose for you from Reform Village. Morning to you, Josephine Guerra, Megan in Irie Village. Good morning. Good morning, Carla. I hope you had a restful weekend with your family. I did not. Good morning, Hyacinth, though. All my friends who are on this frequency and Sky family, blessed day to all. Much love. Happy birthday going out to Mr. Terry Morella. I understand today's your birthday.
Carla, today's my birthday. It's today.
Well, you didn't say that, you know, bro. You say, I forget your birthday. I mean, I thought it was yesterday, anyway, how you say it. But anyway, let me know both of you upon your birthday. Happy birthday, Terry. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. I'll play something nice for Terry. Happy birthday. Hello, good morning. Hi, good morning. I'm hearing, I'm not hearing you, my dear. Alrighty. 6252759. We're talking about charismatic witchcraft. What's your perspective on it? What's the Christian perspective? We heard the last couple callers say it's not of God. They gave different examples. I'm glad that you guys are giving examples of it. I don't want to be the one doing that. I want you guys to do that, all right? Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Carla.
Morning.
Pauline.
Hi, Pauline. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm blessed.
I heard you didn't have such a good weekend. What happened?
No, I just didn't get to rest at all. Good, you know, still trying to, you know, cope with getting the kids ready for school. You know, it kind of just happened. Like one day you got results and the next day it was to register and the next day after that school started. And we've been going through this pandemic for quite some time, so we really didn't know what was going on. Kind of just, you know, it's a bit overwhelming. Yeah, yes. We weren't prepared at all. Because I was thinking that they were going to actually open school in January. So I said I would have enough time to prepare and get everything organized. And things aren't organized. I've been trying to get someone to update. There's a tablet, but it's not working. So Nehemiah hasn't been able to be in his online classes. As someone gave him a tablet, but it's not working. The app that they're using, it's not working with the tablet, so
okay.
It's been a bit challenging. It's been a bit.
I'm so sorry about that, really. But
yeah, that's all right. That's all right. Yes, all the time, my darling.
Supply,
yes, he will. He will.
I always do.
Yeah.
I just want to say that today's my birthday. So
today's your birthday too.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow, we've got a lot of people in October. Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so let me pull up the birthday song for you as well.
Thanks. I just want to say a shout out to Mr. Santa Cruz, Mr. Marabal, Sister Corridon,
mm-hmm.
and all the rest of this guy's family.
Nice.
God bless them, really. And this thing about this charismatic and stuff like that, mm-hmm. I know that people are following it, and it is growing, especially in the Catholic Church, I think.
Mm-hmm. It's also growing in the full gospel church, but I don't think people are aware that it's seeping in.
I wasn't aware of that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I know people feel like it because they want to link themselves now through that to the Pentecostal movement. That's what I think. You know, they want to say that, okay, we have this joy in the spirit and we express it the same way like you all do and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, Carla, if we read our Bible and we study and we stay in the Word of God, we will know what is right and wrong. The Holy Spirit will guide us and we will know as believers if we dip into other things, and looking for fear, for you say wisdom from the fear personally, obia person and all that kind of thing. We will know that is wrong, because if we go back to our Bible, we will know that is why God took the Holy Spirit away from Saul. So we have, as Christians, if we ground ourselves in the Word, we will not go in that direction. That's my small take on it. And again, may God bless you and my family.
Thank you, my darling. God bless you as well. Thank you for contributing.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Happy birthday going out to Terry. Happy birthday going out to Pauline. Happy birthday going out to Miss Gentle's grandson. His name is Ajani. Happy birthday, Ajani. Play something nice for you guys. We got news coming up at the top. We're talking today. It's 1 minute before the hour 7. Today we're talking about charismatic witchcraft. So charismatic witchcraft is the practice of unnatural rituals under the guise of Christianity. What's your Christian perspective on this? We're going to get more examples from you guys coming up in the next hour. Keep it right here.
We are Sky 99.5 FM.
9 minutes after the hour 7. Welcome to it. It's Your Voice, the Christian Perspective, and Christian, speak out. Your voice is important to us. How do you feel about family? How do you feel about injustice? How do you feel about religion? Join me weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. for the Christian Perspective. Have your say on the many, many issues that affect our daily lives. The Christian Perspective, only on Sky 99.5 FM. It's just about a second hour here on a Monday the 26th. Welcome to the program if you're just joining us. Good morning to you. We're talking today about charismatic witchcraft. Yeah, so we gave some examples in the last hour. We want to hear whether or not you think that nothing is wrong. Once we do it under Christianity, do you think anything is wrong with lighting, praying with lighting a candle and praying? What about buying oil? What about the example I gave with my friend going to the cemetery and unearthing the dirt that was covering her mom's grave and for the pastor to break the curse? What do you think about these things and so much more? We want to talk to you about, we want to have a discussion this morning on Your Voice, the Christian Perspective. Charismatic witchcraft, that's what we're talking about today. What's your perspective on it? Do you think anything is wrong? You know, one of our callers said, you know, everybody's going to call, or somebody's going to call and say it doesn't work. But I want to hear from you, both sides of the coin. It doesn't matter whether you practice it. You can say if you wish, but we want you to give us examples of charismatic witchcraft in your words, and probably give some experiences of when you experienced it. Yeah, spiritual baths. We're talking about all those things. One of our callers even highlighted cleaning out your house, smoking incense, lighting the house with incense, mopping out the house with red lavender and some of the oils they called. You got to get on. We want to talk about that. Hello, good morning. Wow. Hello.
Morning.
How are you doing?
I can get the wrong number.
Morning, you're live on Sky.
You're on Sky?
Yes, you are. You're live on radio.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
God bless you.
God bless you too.
I call to let you know, I am a spiritual Baptist Christian.
Okay.
And the things I'm hearing this morning, I don't know it at all.
Oh.
We use candles. We decorate our altar for the house of God to be beautified.
Right.
And if you have none of that, you could still praise God.
All right.
Because when weddings come in by us and Pentecostal, all sorts of people, to the end of the service, the wedding, they always call it, always real Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know if we are real Baptists, because I don't know nothing about the things I hear in there, because I grew in a Baptist house. My father was a minister.
Yeah.
And none of those things I don't know.
All
but
right.
I have a problem with what I see out there now.
Right.
When I see people dress up in some kind of carnival clothes.
Carnival clothes.
I have a problem with a lot of things. So please, I wish the people will understand the way to God is cleanness, holiness, uprightness, life living, a life pleasing unto Almighty God. Father, love you, darling. First time caller.
Oh my goodness,
always listen.
First time, what's your name, darling? Where are you calling from?
My name is Teacher Brown.
Teacher Brown. Teacher Brown, welcome to the program. And I know you're a long-standing listener. You sound like you've been listening to the station for a very long time.
Long time.
From since the back in the day. So let me just give you a round of applause for calling the Your Voice program. Teacher Brown.
God bless you.
God bless you as well.
And I pray God that you get the car.
Thank you. I receive
it. If God said this is the time for you to get that vehicle, you're
going to
get it.
I will.
In the name of Jesus.
You mean get it back? You. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You mean get it back? Slow but sure. Slow but steady wins the race. 625-2759 and 624-7729. Those are the numbers to call to get on the inside.
We take your calls now. 625-2759. 624-7729.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, sister. This is Mr. Z.
Hi, Mr. Z. How are you doing this morning?
You know anything about your rosary?
No, I don't, actually. That's why I said you guys give the examples today.
Oh, I was just checking to see if that is witchcraft now.
Oh.
Yeah. But I believe it's witchcraft.
Maybe someone could call in and probably share with us if you believe that is witchcraft. I haven't a clue.
I was a serious merry man, you know.
For real?
Why do that for real years?
Wow.
I burned that out. That is a trick. That is like if you give 1,000, you'll get back about 10,000. But you go 20 when you're there, when you finish. A real setup. Mary, the Queen of Heaven is a real setup. I'm just letting people know.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Zen. Blessings. Those are the numbers to call to get on the inside. It's Your Voice, the Christian Perspective. It's just about 18 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. We're talking today about charismatic witchcraft. Charismatic witchcraft is the practice of unnatural rituals under the guise of Christianity. What's your perspective? What's the Christian perspective on charismatic witchcraft? I gave some examples. I want you guys to give the examples of or the experiences that you may have encountered regarding the topic this morning. Don't have to worry. Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning to you, Carla.
Morning.
In the name of Jesus Christ. I would say on the this morning that all men ought to inquire about God and themselves. And God gave us his word, which he inspired men to write to us, the Holy Bible. We get into it and read it, and then we will not be fooled by the tricks of the devil.
Yeah.
Good morning to all the sky people. God bless us all.
Thank you.
And keep on holding on to Jesus.
I will.
God bless us.
We will. Thank you. Blessings to you, Alvarina.
Thank you, Dad. And we come safe.
Thank you. Blessings. Six two five two seven five nine and 624-7729. Those are the numbers to call to get on the inside. We've got your morning vitamin coming up at the bottom of the hour. Hello, good morning.
Morning, Kalaji.
Morning, my dear. How are you doing?
This is Superman, Richard.
Superman.
On your topic this morning, I've heard and I've seen of certain individuals, you know, they not Hindus, right? But they take in like parchment paper and writing psalms and things on it, and you put it deep in your freezer. To me, I get certain results in the home and things. I find like there's some sort of witchcraft on it. I think far from them things.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen Christians doing that though?
Yes, of course.
Wow.
Of course, of course. Me, anything to deal with witchcraft, I stay far from that. So, I like the topic this morning. I'll learn a new thing.
Yeah.
Right, so take care. Have a wonderful day.
Blessings to you, my dear. Good morning to you, Carla. Have a blessed day. Also, good morning to Mr. Santa Cruz, Mom Cardon, Whiteland, and Sky Family, and from and Miss Blue Basin. Morning to you, my dear.
And Carla, the correct pronunciation for his name is Dijimon.
Oh, Dijimon.
Is my final respect to my good and best friend, Miss Balcon. She'll be buried today at the Tinapuna Cemetery. I will surely miss her. Surely, surely miss her.
My condolences going out to you on the passing of your friend. Yvonne Huggins, good morning, Carla. Blessings to you. Please extend birthday greetings to my friend Jean Kerr on her birthday today. Love in the house, Yvonne Huggins. Hello, good morning.
Hey, Carla. That song that you're playing, who is the artist and the name of that song?
This one is playing now?
Yeah, I'm saying to be there with the girl voice, the one that you're playing now, yeah.
Oh, Anita Wilson.
Anita
Wilson.
A-N-I-T-A?
Yeah, A-N-I-T-A, Wilson.
Wilson. And what's the name of the song?
Time After Time.
Time After Time. I love it, Raquel. I need to get that song. Is it on YouTube?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, actually.
Okay, and Anita Wilson, Time After Time. Beautiful. Thank you, darling.
You're welcome.
Right.
She got excited. Actually, the first person I heard playing this song was De La Rosa. Oh, De La Rosa, yeah. I was like, what song is that? I love it. 22 minutes after the hour 7. We're talking to you about charismatic witchcraft. Give some examples on the unnatural practices you may have experienced or encountered under the guise of Christianity. They spoke about the purchasing of oil, reading of certain psalms, all that falls under charismatic witchcraft. Yeah. Do you agree that anything may be wrong with it?
Sky 99.5 FM.
27 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. It's your voice, The Christian Perspective. Today we're talking about charismatic witchcraft. Blessings. Good morning to you guys. Have a wonderful... okay. That's an old message.
And Carla, the correct pronunciation.
I think I read that one already. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name, shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues.
And I shall not die but live.
It's taken from Mark chapter 16, verse 17. Good morning to you, Grenada. Good morning to you, Petlin.
Away from me. But if it hadn't been for Jesus, tell me where would I be?
Morning to you, Maynard family. Phyllis, good morning. Esther up there in Malabar. Julie, one year. Julie. Sister B, good morning to you, darling. Blessings. Wendy Ann and Esther Guayco, good morning to you. Karen and Marcia in Mayaro, Cohen in Mayaro. Good morning to you guys. Miss Archibald, good morning. Doc Myrtle, good morning. Nita, good morning. Miss Corridon, good morning. Jennifer Fifield, my darling. Doodoo Sugar Plum. Good morning to you, darling. I love you. Denise, my darling, all the crew at Foreign Base Mechanics. Good morning to you guys. Check them out today in San Fernando. Good morning to you, D in Chaguanas. Good morning to you. Pastor Anthony Seeley, good morning, sir. Pastor Reed, good morning, good morning. Kelvin Bernard, Pastor Mark Balusing. My dear Pastor Man of God, good morning to you guys. To you, Pastor Muhammad. I love you, honey. morning to you, Tasma. Tasma, good morning. I love you. I love you, love you loads. I have to come see you soon, okay, love? Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm all right. This is Barry from Oropun.
Barry from Oropun. Welcome to the program, Barry.
Thank you, thank you. I love the conversation this morning, as every other morning. But I want to ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
With regards to pastors, right, ministers on the pulpit, using psychology to get into people's emotion, I know, and not so much so the Holy Spirit.
That's just deception.
Is that, will that fall under?
Nah, it doesn't fall under witchcraft. It falls under deception. And the Bible said, beware of these people. Beware.
Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't go so far as to call it witchcraft, but I will call that deception.
Yes, yes.
And you need to have the Holy Spirit to guide you and to know and discern when these men and who are using as you put it, psychology to get you to, because they were one of our callers mentioned the sowing of seeds. I wouldn't go so far as to say that's witchcraft, but I would say that's being deceptive to the people of God.
Okay, then, thank you.
You're welcome. Blessings. Let me say good morning going on to my mom and dad. Morning, mommy and daddy, good morning. I had a really long 4-hour, probably longer, discussion with them yesterday. And I did not have Sunday lunch. But the talk was real. It was nice. We spoke about all types of different things with my mom and dad. I like when we could sit down and agree to disagree. The old and the young meet, and we could sit down and we could talk and discuss things without argument. That's good. That's a good start. Morning, my beautiful Carla Harrison Ford and Mr. Ford. Good morning to you. Morning, Wendy. Morning, Superman Richard. Morning, Pastor Kelvin. Denise. My darling, tomorrow, once it's sunny, we will be going to clean my grandmother and my mother's plot. On All Saints Day, we make big family limes and look at flowers and adorn their graves. And that's it.
Start now.
Okay, then. Hello, good morning.
Morning, Carla. Good morning.
Morning, Pastor Anthony Seeley. How you doing?
I am fine.
Wonderful.
I listened to your topic this morning, which is so important.
It is, but because a lot of people not...
Yeah. And we are living in a time where, you know, Jesus warned his disciples in Matthew 24 about deception, as you just mentioned.
Yeah.
We had to be very careful. He said, be not deceived.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Because many, many will come in my name saying, I am this and I am that. And I, you know, and we had to be careful.
Yeah.
But there's a scripture I want to read. There are a few verses I want to give people
to read
today.
Go right ahead. In
2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16 and 17, Paul was warning the church about idolatry. He said, knowing not that your body is the temple of the Most High. And then he went on to tell them, he said, to come out from among them. Verse 17 of 2 Corinthians chapter 6. He said, wherefore come out from among them and be ye separated, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean things, and I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, said the Lord. We really have to try the spirits in this time, Carla, because there are so many spirits that have gone out into the world. There are so much things, different people using all different kinds of what I will call simidini.
Mm-hmm.
And we as believers have to be very careful.
Yeah.
And you know, even in Galatians 5:1, it said, stand fast in the liberty wherein Christ had made us free, and be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage.
Yeah.
What I observe is that a lot of Christians, a lot of people come out from their former religious beliefs. but they never come out from it totally. That's why the Bible said, come out from among them. And I share a message of time and titles, come out and stay out. A lot of people come out, but they don't stay out. So you find now, like certain religious festivals, Christians find themselves going back into it. And as you said, lighting this and lighting that and different things. Right now, we have a lot of lighting celebrations coming up.
Yeah.
But we have to be very careful because we could attract different spirits.
Yeah.
Amen? And the Bible tells us in 1 Timothy 4, I think it is, yes. He said, for the spirit speak expressly that in the latter times, many will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. So we have to be very, very careful now, Carla, because there's a thin line, and we this is why it is important that we must have a discerning spirit. We must try the spirits, because sometimes people feel like the things hard in their life, they're feeling like, as though they're not getting through, and someone might tell them, well, boy, why you don't go by so-and-so? You might go and take a bush bath. You might do this.
As we are on the topic of baths, what about if someone tells you, a pastor tells you to bathe with, let's say, salt or vinegar? Would that be considered witchcraft, charismatic witchcraft?
No. Let me tell you this. If you look in the book of Kings, in the book of James, let me go in James first. James chapter 5.
Yeah.
The Bible tells us about oil.
Right.
Okay. It said, if there's any sick among you, let them call upon the elders and let them anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord.
Oil.
And he said that the prayer of faith shall heal or save the sick. No. The oil is just an emblem that represents the Holy Spirit in that matter. Okay? But the prayer of faith is what will heal the sick.
Right.
So people going to take bush baths and all these different things, sometimes they don't help you.
Wow.
Before I come to the Lord, I was really searching for the Lord. And as you know, my testimony, I was a ganja farmer. I used to smoke weed and all kind of
thing.
And I ended up in a service once. And when I saw the rituals that is taking place in the service, remember I was unsaved. And when I saw that, I ran so far from that place. Because I was seeing where they were putting people in the moon, in coffins, drought on the ground, and all these different movements. It's another thing. I heard a lady calling earlier who said she was a spiritual Baptist, and I like how she talk.
Mm-hmm.
Because let me tell you this. It's not all who say, Lord, Lord, will enter God's kingdom.
True.
It's once they have the spirit of Christ in you. Amen?
Yeah.
Romans 8 and 9, it said, flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. He said, but if any man have not the spirit of God in him, he's not of his. So we must have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in us to be a recipient for the kingdom of God. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So sometimes we bash different religious beliefs, but it comes down to the heart.
Yeah.
The Bible says, God, man look at the outward appearance, but God look at the heart.
Yeah.
So we have to be careful now as to what we get involved in, especially with all these festivals coming up.
Yeah.
Because when you go to the grave and you lighten candles for the dead, there is nothing that we can do for the dead.
Wow.
The dead already dead, and they are waiting their judgment.
Ooh.
Amen. So lighting a candle is like what the Bible calls necromancy. We have to be very careful that we find ourselves, because there are people that go to the gravesite and talk to the dead loved ones. All that is spiritism.
Wow.
That can be seen as witchcraft in a form.
Wow.
Because you see, knowledge is power. These people, in their ignorance, they do these things.
Yeah.
The Bible said, in the time of ignorance, God winked at. But he had commanded in these last days for everyone to repent. So I'm saying to those that are listening, those that are involved in these practices, to come out from among them and be ye separated, said the Lord. Touch not the unclean things, and I will receive you as my Lord. In Acts 17, when Paul went up to Mars Hill and he saw the people, he said that they are superstitious. They were worshiping, they had a God for almost everything. And Paul, when he saw that there was an altar set up for the inscription to the unknown God, Paul used that privilege to declare the true and living God. But the Bible said, when in verse 16 of Acts chapter 17, it said, when Paul was in Athens and he saw the level of idolatry and witchcraft taking place. His spirit was stirred in him. And he couldn't help but preach and declare the truth of God's word to the people. Read Acts 17, you will see it. He said, you are superstitious. You know, and there's a lot of superstition taking place even among Christians today.
Yeah.
So we got to be very careful. Try the spirit to know if it is of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
and
you.
Amen.
Wow, spiritism.
Someday and I...
Wow, Pastor Anthony Seeley. That's why, you know, Emilio, I forgot to send you his number. I'm going to get to sending... He said, "Did you his number?" He said he loves how you talk. I'm sure. He said he's a man of God that he can follow. God is good. God is good. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Carla.
Morning, darling.
And how are you, Carla?
I'm blessed. How are you?
Well, long time not talk with. Long time and talk with your car.
Yes, my dear. This is Princess Margaret?
Yeah.
All right. I nearly didn't make out the voice.
Oh, gosh.
I haven't heard you for so long.
yes. We didn't touch base so long.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard you talking and I heard the gentleman was talking about oils.
Mm.
And I just want to tell you, tell Sky from just a little thing about oil. You know, when my children were small, home in Tobago, they used to toss in their sleep at night. Can't sleep, get up crying and all these things. So I who was this little prayer warrior, still am, I went to God and I keep telling God about it and asking him what to do and so on. And one night, I dreamt a lady came to me and said to me, get oil of cassia
and
anoint the children with it. I said, oil of cassia. I wake up and I'm telling my husband, the dream, oil of cassia, it has something named oil of cassia. You see, I never hear that. So I went to this old woman. She was in her 90s. And I asked her, I said, is there something called oil of cassia? She said, who tell you that? I said, no one told me that. I dream it. It have something called oil of cassia? She said, yes. I said, oh my God, she said. And I told her the dream. She said, that's a good dream. But when you go to the drugstore, don't call its name. Write it on a paper and hand it to the druggist. And when you get it, it has burned. So mix it with some other oil, like coconut oil or the baby oil, before you rub it on the children. And I went to the druggist with anticipation, eager to see if I really getting oil of cassia. I write it on the paper. I did not spell it the right way. I just put C-A-S-S-A. And when the druggist came back to the front, a bottle with oil of C-A-S-I-A. And I was amazed.
Wow.
And that is what I did. I put it on myself first to see how much it burns. It does burn. And I mix it with the coconut oil and I rub my children with it. And I kept that oil for years until one day where I bought fresh one. And when I went to the bottle was dry. So I come to a conclusion with on a Christian perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I came to a conclusion that it's time to stop using it on the children.
Okay.
And I stopped. I just want to share that testimony about oil. DM Carla?
Not a problem.
Yeah, I have a knee that was bothering me years. My left knee wouldn't stop paining me. I had to walk thick
with my knee. And a young man in the church say, Mother B,
mm-hmm.
use coconut oil on your knee. I said, coconut oil? He said, yes. I said, I have to make that in my own hand. And I told my daughter, Dumfries Rivers, who have a coconut tree, cut up some dry coconut for me. And the long time coconut, not the Chinese one you just drink.
Right.
And she sent up the dry coconut. And I grated and squeezed it with the towel. Wash it up, and squeeze it with a flour bath towel that I have. And make my own coconut oil.
Right.
And start to rub my knee with it. And Carla, I myself, does in 2 years, my knee was hurting me. I had to walk with sticks. And now, I just wonder where the pain gone.
All right.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Coconut oil.
Coconut oil.
Baked with my own hands. So I could vouch for oil.
All right. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All righty.
All right.
Have a good one.
Love you, Carla.
Love you too, darling. Bye bye.
Bless you and your children, God. Bless all you.
Blessings.
Bless all the Sky family, oh God. Oh God, wait, Carla. Mr. Santa Cruz, morning. Mr. Gwen, morning. Sister Olga Charles, if you're hearing me, morning. Mother Corridor, good morning. Miss Jean, Gina, good morning. The juice is nice. And all the Sky family.
Blessings.
Good morning. And good morning. Have a nice day in Jesus' name.
Amen. She got excited. Amen. Just to tell you guys morning. Blessings.
Yeah.
All right, so let me say good morning to my friends on the live, even though you guys are not hearing morning to you, Pam C. Passad. Dylan Naipaul, good morning to you. Good morning, Shade Chance. Yes, I know the audio. I need to fix that today. Good morning to the Minister of Housing, Penelope Beckles Robinson, on my live this morning. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, my audio isn't working, so I'm going to get that fixed. Thanks for letting me know, guys, this phone. Yeah. I'm really hoping by some miracle the audio comes back. Goodbye. Have a nice day, guys. Bye to all my friends on the live. Minister, good morning. Don't work too hard today, all right? 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Keep on, keep it on. Let's keep on. I had to delete the live. Because there's no audio on the live. But thank you so much to all those of you that joined in just for that short second. Hello, good morning.
Okay, I know this is the third time I called, but the second time really didn't count, right?
You in trouble, you know.
And the only thing is that calling to send, I didn't send my love out early on, and I need to send my love to my ladies. Can I quickly?
Go right ahead.
I've got a song.
Yeah, because you're breaking the rules, but go ahead.
All right, okay, but oh gosh.
Yeah, you're breaking all the rules, but go ahead.
No. I want to be a rule breaker, so forget another time.
No, go ahead. You're done here. Do it. Go ahead.
All right. So, Christine, Giselle, Nita, Leslie, and Tria Innocence, and to that lady with that lovely royal name, Anessa.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Morning, and blessings to you all and to my handsome guy, Mr. Claxton Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, right. Thank you,
Carla. You're welcome.
And I'll talk to you later.
All right, my love.
Okay,
bye. Bye-bye. 8 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Good morning to all those of you on the black carpet. If you're heading to work for 8, then you're late. If you're still on the nation's highways and byways and you're stuck in traffic, good morning. Good morning to all those of you stuck in traffic this morning. Give me a traffic update at 333-9950. Let me know what the traffic is like in your area. 625-2759. We're talking about charismatic witchcraft this morning. We've gotten some examples. Oil of cassia. Said she dreamt it. Somebody came to her in a dream. All right, so charismatic witchcraft, if you're just joining us this morning, is the practice of unnatural rituals under the guise of Christianity. I spoke to you guys about in the first hour of a young lady that I knew. I was right there. The pastor told her to go get some grave dirt. Well, from her mom's grave, where her mom was buried. got to bring it back to him so that he somehow break the curse that his that her mom put on her. That is witchcraft, to say the least. And anybody who tells you to do things that are natural, you heard Pastor Cecily talk about the oil. So the oil is what we use as an emblem for deliverance and for healing. Anything else? Anything else? Let me repeat myself. Anything else, and it should not be bought. Let's say buying it in a drugstore. It should not be bought. A church, churches, I want to go out and say strong. I want to advocate strongly and say churches should not be selling oil. I'm just saying, it's something that should be given to your parishioners. This shouldn't be selling oil, man. But you know, teachers on, I just think it shouldn't be sold. Especially if it's blessed oil. It should be given freely. That's my take, huh? Y'all don't, you know, hang me up to dry for it. That's my take. Morning, you have to speak up, my darling.
I was after calling for a long while, but I'm listening to the program, very interesting program. I have this thing going on still. I remember growing up and my mom was tell us about things, and we had the music, but it was strong enough to wrong. And I remember I was went in our apartment, I used to pray a lot for to grow up in church. And there was a paper and the reason was it so much of Jesus, Jesus. And I remember experiencing coming from church one night after school. But it's funny, Joe had stepped outside and Carla, my sister, stood up here, couldn't find me. And Carla, after he heard four, five, six, just had a six. And I just started to get sick. And
Sky 99.5 FM.
It's your voice, The Christian Perspective, talking about charismatic witchcraft. That's the practice of a natural rituals under the guise of Christianity. Call in and give your experiences. It's just about 4 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Thank you, babe. Inside my third and final hour here with you, your voice, the Christian perspective.
All of us who claim God we trust.
On this beautiful Monday. Today we're talking about charismatic witchcraft, 625-2759. Call in and give some experiences in this hour. We want you to flood the phone lines of what you experience. We're talking about charismatic witchcraft. Let's hear it from you guys. Can't wait to hear these stories. Hello, good morning. Lost that one. 625-2759, 624-7729. Those are the numbers to call to get on the inside. 333-9950. You can also share with us. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Kala G.
Morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm
working hard. Very nice.
You? I have a... Sorry? Yeah, no. I see that I'm really good.
You saw what?
A challenge.
You saw
demon what? Possess, right?
Uh-huh.
And she wasn't in church or anything. And she leave and gone all the people to the cavalist country. And drinking blood, goat blood, chicken blood, pig blood, all kind of blood.
Who is
the
this?
With it. Make she push her hand in a chicken. Boom, all kind of things.
But that's witchcraft.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. And she getting worse, eh? And she end up, a man said she about church. And she went in church. She get delivered from church. If it's a demon, she. And leave church. And went and back to life. And get that worse than where she come from.
Wow.
And right now she just lie down on her bed. Like a dry piece of wood. You can't do it. No, no flexible, just this is how she is. I feel real sorry for she. But I feel when it's a flight, that demon signs, he won't come back on you.
It does, the Bible says that.
Oh boy. So that's my contribution. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
All right.
Blessings. Well, that's actually
stand up where your people are, they like.
Not charismatic, which that's just witchcraft. But there are some practices under the guise of Christianity. She went by a regular witch doctor or a shaman or whatever y'all would call it. Obi a man, Obi a woman. That's what she did. But we're talking about people who go under the guise of Christianity.
It's ridiculous.
Call God's name, Christ's name. They're not calling on any deities. But they are practicing things that aren't scriptural or biblical. Give some of your experiences on so people would know what to look for. Some people may not have that spirit of discernment, but if they hear your experience, it comes like you're giving. You don't have to give your name or anything inside this hour, but you can share your experiences with us. Charismatic witchcraft. I have one to give y'all. Y'all might get scared. Hello, good morning.
Ooh. Hello, good morning, Miss Carla.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Not too bad. How are you doing today?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Beautiful. This is Dee from Chaguanas.
Hi, Dee from Chaguanas.
I want to be quick because I know everybody else have their contribution to add as well. My experiences with Ian and stuff like that is a lot. But what I will contribute is not only does certain people ask for certain things like grave soil, but be very careful when they ask for the grave soil and they wanted to bring holy oil with it too, because the catcher that in it, they would tell it to bring something holy.
Wow.
That's what they normally do. So not just to go for the grave sand or soil, but bring holy oil with it. So they wanted to make it look as though it holy.
Right.
Thank you very much and have a wonderful day, Ms. Carla.
Thank you. Blessings to you, D. Wow. Yes, man. You heard that, right? Guys, you heard that. Some people pretend. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, my dear. Good
morning, my darling. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Wonderful.
How was your weekend?
It wasn't really much of a weekend this weekend.
I hear you had
long chatting with your mom and dad.
Yeah, it was.
We didn't even have Sunday lunch.
Yeah, I didn't have any Sunday lunch.
Carla, this topic is very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Carla, you won't believe it. And people who we feel that, is the radio bothering you?
No, it's not.
People who you feel that is not in this witchcraft, they're in it.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing is, you're talking about the church?
Yeah.
Lord, well, I don't even know what to say about it. But it is real. It is real. And I had some experiences. If I go to talk, it will take up the whole
thing. All right, so just share one with us, because, I mean, we have plenty of time. We have a whole hour. So share with us just one in a nutshell of one of your experiences with Cam. Just one. I know you say you have plenty, but share one.
Okay. I remember with this eyes, right?
Mm.
Something went in the eyes. It is like a fly.
Wow.
And well, that time my husband, it was a long time before he died. And I said to him, something gone in my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm not seeing anything, but the eyes is as red as blood. And those days, well, red, I was going around and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I went by a neighbor, a custom going, and those days are wearing glasses. And she said, what happened to your eyes? It's so red. I said, I don't know, but something went in the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
That was the Thursday morning. And Carla, by the Saturday, I was blind.
What?
By the Saturday, I was blind. And I'm blind up to this day. So I know it have witchcraft and it have obia. And I know people from the church, they are practicing it. So it's no, it be no doubt about it.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
I can tell you that. I tell you, the Thursday morning, this thing went in my eyes. And everybody saying, oh, it's so red, it's red. And by the Saturday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
you went totally blind.
Blind.
And did the doctors have any medical reason as to how? What was the medical reason that they gave for your blindness?
Well, they say it's cataract and the retina detached. But I myself did not believe. I was not going to let no doctor put no knife on my eyes.
Wow.
But I didn't believe that anybody would want to blind me.
Wow.
Yes. So, Carla, it have it. But to God be the glory.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you so much for sharing.
Good morning to all my Sky family.
Blessings to you.
Blessings to you also.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Strongholds.
625-275-9, 12 minutes after the hour of 8. Inside my third and final hour here with you, your voice, the Christian perspective. All right, share with us on the WhatsApp as well. Some experiences of, okay, so it was one time. This one is going to sound weird. Okay, so I had my own personal experience, and this one really kind of shook me. She talked about that, and Miss Corridon was brave to really share with us. So there was one time I went to this pastor. It's the same pastor that talked about the grave dirt, and I didn't see it until after I had to take a picture of it. He told us to purchase the water. I don't know what it could be. It looked like regular water in a bottle. You know, it was like in a little shot bottle, like a punching bottle, but it was in a small bottle like that. And the water cost, listen to me carefully, Trinidad and Tobago Sky family. The water cost $200. How did I meet this pastor? Hearing him on the radio, right? So it, the water cost $200, and I we called everybody up for prayer. So I went up for prayer. Now you guys know I have some challenges with my foot and so on and so on and so forth. So there was a mark that appeared on my leg some years back. My skin more or less is flawless, but this one mark came and it was there, and it looked like a black mark. I've thought about so many different things to cover it up, but anyway, he said that it was natural and it was witchcraft. He said the water, however, would get rid of it and it would start to clear up. Believe it or not, I bought the water, $200. So you see how small it was, because you want to believe in certain things. It's only after long after we realize we were doing more harm to ourselves than good through the water on the area. And do you know what came out? There was no oozing or anything. Don't get me wrong. Have you guys ever seen black blood? Yeah. The blood was running black, not red, because when it comes out of your body, it looks red. This was a black liquid that was coming out of that area. Black. And I was like, what? Well, I had to see it. My friend, who he told to go for the grave dirt, to get the grave dirt, to break the curse. My friend, she saw it. And she stood there in amazement. Believe it or not, guys, after he threw the water on it, it did start to clear up. But you see with these things, as with everything, you have to continue doing whatever they do, or continue paying for whatever you have to pay for. Anytime, that's why I said it. Anytime, that's how I can say it. Anytime somebody makes you have to pay for something, you are bordering on witchcraft. So that was my experience with practicing. And it was under the guise of, it wasn't no any particular religion. It was supposed to be a full gospel church. I told my dad about it, and that my dad said he wants to visit the church. My dad is a pastor as well. And he said he wants to come with me. So he did come. He doesn't have his own church, but he was ordained in the States. When he lived in the States, he was ordained under a church in the States. He said he wants to come. He also wanted to come to my home to erect an altar. He said the altar would keep my home and my children and I safe. Daddy came to the church. We went and had a nice little time. And after the service, my dad said to me, do not bring him in your house. Hello, good morning. You're live. Welcome.
Miss Carla, am I allowed to call twice? This is Dee again.
Yes, Dee, of course you're allowed to call twice.
Okay, hearing your experience, mm-hmm. You make me want to call twice, and I don't ever do that. I will be quick again, right? Yeah. Just in a nutshell.
Yeah, take your time.
I play guitar for my worship team.
Mm-hmm.
And at a particular point in time, let's just show you how real this is, and a lot of people who call themselves Christian don't have the spirit of discernment, mm-hmm. to know when certain things are wrong in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Especially with other pastors.
Yeah.
This guy came up on the altar and he started to preach and whatsoever, but he had an iPad.
Mm-hmm.
But when I went up on the altar to play for the worship team,
mm-hmm.
I realized that whatever it is that he was doing and calling people by name and describing certain things.
Yeah, come on.
As though he was actually seeing into the future and whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
He was actually being consulted by an Obia woman on the iPad that is seeing everything via camera.
What? How did you know that?
All right, I'll tell you how. I know I will get in trouble for this, so I'll start to pray one time because it's having
cover
evil
yourself.
Spirits.
They're yes, looking, Lord Jesus, they're looking, cover right? us, Lord, cover us.
When I saw what was going on, I questioned myself about it and I questioned God about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, God, this can't be real. What is going on with this?
Mm-hmm.
It so happened that when I started to seek God in prayer about it, a pastor called me that was in the service from another area.
Mm-hmm.
And he had connections with the pastor's church in Nigeria. And he got the whole rundown of what was taking place and told me about it.
Right.
But seeing what was taking place with my own eyes, it tells me that a lot of churches right here in Trinidad do things only because of the hype and money.
Wow.
I'm sorry to make it sound like that, but that's just what it is.
Yeah.
They don't move by the Holy Spirit, because if the Holy Spirit was actually in a church and on upon a pastor, he would know not to bring certain people in the church.
Come
don't
on.
Don't allow them to come and let go certain spirits in your church.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't talk to Miss Carla. Have a good day.
Wow. Thank you, D. Okay, so that was my experience. I had to share my experience because if I didn't, I don't think you guys would understand what I'm talking about this morning. You know, my boss said, if you're going to talk about this, you have to give your experience. I was like, oh, God, do I have to? And he's like, yes. So, Father Lord, even right now, cover us, cover everyone that would share their experiences. We pray that it will not have any spiritual backlash. Lord, only your blood. We ask for that your blood will cover us and your anointing will cover us, and you will send your angels, your warring angels, to war against any spiritual attack and any spiritual arrow, a dagger that will come our way or my way. In Jesus' name, I ask. I speak it over the airways in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, somebody's now sending a text. Hi, Carla. The gentleman who just called and called in and spoke about speaking to the dead and lighting candles. People need to be more sensitive on what they say. Clearly, he has never lost a loved one, let alone in a tragic way. People don't mean to talk to the dead. People grieve, people mourn. It's a way of healing and learning to move on, right? Not everything is spiritual or witchcraft. Some people seem to pretend to know too much and have no idea what it is like to lose a child, a parent, especially in an untimely manner. Thank you. Blessings. But I think I'm sure he would have lost someone at some point in time. So, I mean, you never know. Good morning to you, Mommy Mommy Glenda. Mommy Glenda, Bakes, Tween, Sulu, Boris, the entire of my second family. Morning to you. I'm going to check you after the show. I'm going to pass and look for you. All right. Very good morning, Carla G. Your Sky family, my Sky family. My NPC family, trying to be on the world at large. Carla G. Just woke up after a not so great night rest. Anyway, thank God. I'm alive and well. Carla, we all have to account before God. So whatever we sow, we shall reap. Man or a man of God, be aware. Good morning, Megan, Timothy, sister. Margaret, Suzanne, Rebecca, Mr. Santa Cruz, and all the Sky family. Blessings, Carla. Enjoy your day. Thank you, darling. I will try my best.
Sister Carla, I would like to get that lady number. Please. I would love her to make some coconut oil for me.
Coconut oil. That'll be Princess Margaret.
Get her number for me, please. Thank you.
I'm going to try and send it for you, my darling. Karen in El Dorado. Good morning, Carla and Sky family. Blessed day to you, Carla. Get them safely to your family. Love you. Bye. Bye. Extract from the bark of the cinnamon cassia plant. Cassia is a warm and spicy essential oil with a myriad of benefits that can help the mind and the body. For centuries, its sister to the cinnamon spice has been used internationally to maintain physical health and or aromatic to support emotional well-being. So you know the oil that comes from Jerusalem, I think they mix it with frankincense. Is it frankincense oil? Yeah, they mix it with frankincense and other stuff. What do you guys think about that, though? Hello, good morning.
Morning, Allergy.
Morning.
I can attest to the fact that oils are great, especially coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
Because up to this day, I consume coconut oil every day. And my memory is very astute. Mm-hmm. And I can recommend a point in time, a place that you can pick up coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
That's Racial Green from Prisal.
Racial Green from Prisal.
Yeah.
All right. You could probably give her number if you wish. I think Miss Gentle is asking about her.
Call back.
You'll call back?
And give me the number.
All right, no problem.
Me again.
Yes, darling.
I don't believe them witchcrafting and whatnot. That is of the devil. That is evil. That is not of God. But Carla, I for one, I born with a veil on my face,
mm-hmm.
right? But the woman did not boil it and give me it a drink. But I, they see things what going on happen to you now. Some things what happen already. And I used to tell my mother and them, everything happened like this year when I would see it further down the line, Carla. And it's not no obvious thing or no witchcraft or anything. You see it how I born with a veil? I just see things. And I does see color. Not like if something going on happen. What? I used to see that. And Carla, I used to walk all over the night, late. Coming home all after 1, 2. Sometime when I work in a room there. And it have, when I drop out, it have this certain door color would walk behind me. And then another night, these two guys, I bounce them up. I hear, Moms, how are you going? You want help? You'll drop you home. And they drop me straight home. Carla, I used to travel all over the night. And my friend used to say, Nicole, you brave, you know. All over the night, you traveling. Nothing never happened to me. Nobody never hold me up or anything like that.
And that's the grace of the Lord, my darling, under you.
It's just, sometimes it just be, I don't know how to put it. Right, but I could, I used to, these days I'm inside.
Blessed day to one and all. He that had ears to hear, let them hear. So this is my experience. 30 years ago, I was then a young native, born again Christian. I was naive, sorry, I think it's naive you meant to type. I was working in a company and there was this male co-worker who kept telling me he would be able to sleep with some of my fellow female co-workers. This had me baffled. Within 2 weeks of meeting a new worker, this would happen. I just could not understand. He also told me of an encounter with a female worker where certain things happen. It was only a while after I met my elder sister in the Lord who told me about transference of spirits, and I realized what was taking place. He had a sexual demon spirit attached to him and was exploiting these young girls. However, when he had an encounter with this particular woman, based on what he told me, I realized that she had a higher ranking demon spirit attached to her. My elder sister in the Lord gave me a book by Alexander Ness called Transference of Spirits, which really opened my eyes. Please read 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 3 to 7 for your listening audience. Do have a blessed day in Jesus' name. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 7. You guys can call the lines. The lines are open now at 625-2759. To the person that's calling the WhatsApp, 625-2759 and 624-7729. Those are the numbers to call to get on the inside. We're talking today about charismatic witchcraft. We want you guys to share your experiences of pastors, or not even pastors, of Christians that you know practice things that are what we would call, it's not natural. It's unnatural rituals. Unnatural rituals under the guise of Christianity. We've heard about a lot. So you guys are going to call in and tell us. And even if you don't agree to these, you guys can still call in too. We welcome it. We would listen to you and hear your side of the story. So yeah, call in and let us know. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Morning.
It took me years to find out that cassia oil is in the Bible.
Okay.
That is one of the oil the priests used to use in the temple in the Bible.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So, Carla, good morning. Hope you had a great weekend. I want to know if burning incense and lighting candles are wrong. If it could, someone could lead to the scripture so I could understand it. So, guys, this young lady wants to know if burning incense and lighting candles are wrong. And if it's, even if you call, because you see, we want to understand. So even if you call before or you haven't called us yet and you want to let her know if it's wrong or not, please call in and let us know. We want to know. We want to know if burning incense and lighting candles are wrong. Thank you, Pastor Reed. I was hoping that you would text me.
Good morning, Carla. This is Pastor Reed. This thing is real, man. Witchcraft is real. and people are practicing it everywhere. You know, I was calling some time ago in the East. A man has sent for me to come to pray in his house because things are happening. His wife had been dead, but it was told to him by a member of the church or leader of the church that a mother of the church have killed his wife in spiritualism. I went to his house. I bind the strong man before I get in the house. I accompanied by one person. And as I entered the house, I felt this warm breeze just blowing in our face. I rebuked that feelings. And I went and I sat down. I said to him openly, I said, "You are being bewitched by someone." I said, "I don't know, but they have given you something to work with." I said, "What is that on your hand?" He said, "A ring." I said, "We get that ring." He said, "Our leader gave him that ring." I say, "You paid money for that ring." He said, "Over $3,500. And I look at the ring. The Spirit of God revealed that the ring was mounted. Wow. I said, "They give you more things." I said, "Under your clothes, you have things tied up around you." When he raised up his t-shirt, there was a rope tied around, ice gold and green and different color. I said, "You got more. They give you a psalm somewhere that you have hidden somewhere." And then he have a string around his neck with a piece of cloth in it. It was a psalm's given. I said, "Oh, so they told you to give your wife coffee to drink every morning and every evening because she likes that." And he said, "Yes." I said, "Let me tell you something. No woman have killed your wife. The said person who have given you all these instructions is the same person who mocked you and have you coming to them on a daily basis because you said to me that you have to always be going to the leader for this and for that." Sister Carla, I took everything that he had, I said, "Take it off," and I make a bonfire and I burn them and I rebuke it and I walk through the house with the oil and I anoint his priest and I anoint him off and I anointed him, you know, and the man had gained deliverance. Let me tell you something, witchcraft is real, but Yahweh is able to deliver you. The oil is important, you know, and when you present the oil, you don't just touch the head. Sometimes you gotta touch the body, head, hand, feet, you know, and you gotta let the devil know that he had been defeated. What God had given us the power to cancel every appointment of the enemy when it comes to witchcraft and demons, and we must obey. I like what the pastor said before. You see, the oil, you get a healing and you get deliverance, even forgiveness of sins when you anoint with that oil. So witchcraft is real, but my God is more real than the devil in the hell.
Wow. Hello, good morning.
Yes, incense and candles is wrong because God fires say when we pray, our prayers go up as an incense before God fires everywhere. And Pastor Lewis used to sell the anointing oil and that helped me and my family so much. Thank God fires for Pastor Lewis, Pastor Boone and Duncan. All them and them, when I was going through my situations, all of them helped me with praying and I reaching out to an order. Okay.
All right, blessings.
Because I never heard a preacher flow.
Central Pastor asked for $12,000 dirt pictures, etc., in order to help me. Central Pastor.
Spirit Jesus, come on.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Carla. I am just calling back.
You have to talk up, love. Because the last time you called, we weren't hearing anything you were saying. The call was you were just talking. Huh?
You hear me now?
Yeah, but you have to stay at that level.
All right, then. What I want to say, that anointed oil that helps my foot, Carla, it fits in my foot. And you know what it has done to me? My slippers of feet from my foot. What happened when I went to school? I came home and and when I talk about the first food, who was who was born in 45 years is to find other disorders, too much of disorders, and are already picked up for the symptoms. And the system brought up the sound, I got killed, and I came up with the system. So, flow, there was fire going to be, and I said, oh,
blessings. Thank you. Still didn't hear anything that she said. That's good. All right, so this person that is talking, please don't ever, my darling, go back to that person. That pastor.
He's the Lord up in here.
Mm-mm, my dear. Any pastor who would ask you for money, $12,000 plus pick dirt and pictures in order to help you, is not dealing with the Holy Spirit. He is dealing with familiar spirits. Spiritism. Understand it. Please, don't go back there. Don't.
The candle represents a light, right? But you shouldn't pray with that because we are the light of the world. We don't need a candle to be our light. We are the light of the world. So incense and praying with candle and all of these foolishness is wrong.
Gotcha. Gotcha, my brother. Hello, good morning.
Morning, Lady Carla.
Morning.
San Fernando.
Hi, San Fernando.
My little contribution is we have our Lord, our Heavenly Father, we have the Holy Spirit, but we also have another thing that is in this world. He's the God of this world. And he influences you too. Remember, you have a mind, right?
Yeah.
I think you know about the battlefield of the mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he tries to influence you. That lady who called just now and talked about the deal over, please. The same thing happened to me. I used to see things walking in my house, right? And I never knew why.
Yeah.
And I asked a pastor once as well. And he said it's territorial spirit.
Wow.
So if they ask no, if I am sitting 2 feet away from me and seeing a lady standing right there. But the Lord knew what I was doing.
Wow.
And once I was in a relaxed position and I had heard a still small voice saying, read Psalm 56, Psalm 57, and Psalm 4, Psalm 27, 18, a few other psalms. And then I heard the voice say, now get up, walk through the house, and sprinkle the blood of Jesus. And I have been doing this every day since then, and I've been anointing. Well, sometimes I do anoint, but what I do is I steal the house in the blood of Jesus, all the rooms, all outside, to keep these things away. And this still happened. It happened a couple of years ago, but I haven't seen anything again anyway. And I'm alone, and I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. If I see, I tell you, what you want here?
Yeah.
Out of here. You have no place here in the mighty name of Jesus. Leave.
Wow.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. So, there is good and bad. And people do practice it. There are people who look at you and they envy you what you have. There are people who look at you and they find, well, okay, you're going too good to, you know. Because my mom had to get up one morning and there was a set of flowers thrown in front of our gate. And we had just come to live in the place, you know. And she just got up and she took a piece, a little stick, and she walked outside and she started to say her prayers. And she started moving the things away from her, from there. And she really never believed in it. I don't believe in it either, too. I really don't believe. But we have the enemy outside there who plays on our mind sometimes. And, you know, and he wants, you know, put thoughts in your mind to do this and to do that. But we have to call on the Lord for help.
Amen.
So this is my little bit.
Thank you. Blessings.
Okay. Blessings to you, Carla.
Thank you. Blessings to you, darling. Wow. I could give you stories. my worth. Yes, yes. That's another one.
My hope, my strength, my joy, all these things I find in you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep, 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 he is up, yep, mm-hmm. Carla, I know a pastor who claims that if he wants to find out about anyone, all he has to do is ask God to show him the person and open the Bible. And the first place your eyes land will reveal this person unto him. Is this biblical? Pastor Anthony Seeley, I need to, or Pastor Reed, I need for you guys to call. I did call or text back. Carla, I know a pastor who claims that if he wants to find out about anyone, all he has to do is ask God to show him the person and open the Bible. And the first place your eyes land will reveal the person unto him. Is this biblical? Good morning, Carla. My name is Anicia. Anissa, I have been going through a lot for the past 4 years. I'm a believer. I attended church and went to numerous pastors for help. Still believe there's a lot more happening. Can you send me a good pastor who will deliver me? Someone who will give me clarity. Hello, good morning. Lost that one. 625-2759. We've just got about 3 minutes left to go inside the program. Your voice, the Christian perspective. Yeah. Let's see if I can pull up Pastor Anthony Seeley's number. Do I have Pastor Seeley's number? No, I don't have it on this phone. So I'll have to check my phone. Yeah, let me check on my phone. Pastor Seeley. Pastor Seeley. Depends on what area you're from too, darling. Send me the area that you're from so that I could be clear as to how you would, because, you know, okay, Pastor Leone. Pastor Kelvin, so many pastors. Any pastor that's listening to the airways who wants to volunteer to pray for this young lady? She needs some clarity on it. Or she lives, okay, you live at Paria. So you need somebody that is in the Southland. Yeah, you need somebody that is in the Southland. Dave Passad, I see that you're calling me. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Carla.
Morning.
It's Jean again.
Yes, Jean.
I was saying something that lady wanted to find out about candles.
Yeah, she wanted to find out if burning incense and praying with candles is biblical. Of course, a couple of people have called it and said it's not. It's not biblical. It's not scriptural.
You know, it's not scripture.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I wanted to just tell her. I just want to tell the lady that Jesus is the light of the world. And Jesus has come on it. He fulfilled. So he's the light of the world. I don't believe in lighting candles and praying and burning incense. So I don't believe in those.
All right.
I have a seminar and I have been light. So Jesus is the light of the world. He came, and that's my light. Yeah, you have a blessed day. Reach home safely.
Yes, he is. Thank you. Yes, he's good. Listen, I wish I could just warn everybody, but I know of one particular, and he is very underhanded in his dealings, and I pray that God will give you guys discernment. I have to wrap things up now. It's 5 minutes before the hour of 9, making way for the man Lyndon Mahorn, who's going to take you through the Sky Suite. Carla G saying much love to you, TNT, and my Sky family. I'll be back with you tomorrow, God willing, only if God wills it. Same time, same place, same frequency. Sky 99.5 FM. Inspire, empower, so that you guys can testify. Love you guys very much. Bye-bye.
Sky 99.5 FM.